PRI's podcasts and on-demand audio are free, thanks to contributions from listeners like you. Make a difference. Invest in better media. Contribute at PRI.org. Thank you.
For today's global hit, we're returning to the sounds of Slumdog Millionaire. Yay-ho! Yay-ho! That's Jai Ho, the big hit from the movie. It was written by the composer A.R. Rahman, a mainstay of Bollywood movies. He won two Oscars for his work on the film. Now A.R. Rahman is taking his music on the road, as the world's Alex Gallafin reports.
It's called the Journey Home World Tour, and each concert is fully named the A.R. Rahman Jai Ho Concert. This is a Slumdog affair, at least in its marketing. And that's what attracted Ram Lal Dhawan and his wife Neelam. I met the Indian-born couple as they took the train from Manhattan to Long Island for the opening night concert. On the way, Neelam revealed that she often calls her husband a slumdog.
He grew up in a village, that's what the joke is about.
I grew up in a small town with total of less than 500 people. I'm one of 10 children, and when I was born, we didn't have a food on the table. So I went to work at the age of about 7, usually 8 hours a day after school, from 1 to 9.
Ram Lal Dhawan says from the very beginning, he had a thirst for knowledge.
I was number one in middle school, number one in college, top in medical school, and was the best cardiologist in Pittsburgh, USA, 2000. So I've been very blessed and lucky, starting from practically slums, ending up, if you want to say millionaire, definitely that's true.
It could be slumdog billionaire.
Ram's wife Neelam is also a doctor. She grew up in New Delhi, where they met.
Luckily, that day she had a high neck, so her bust was showing really good. And,
not to put too fine a point on it, but there was a lot of that going on at the A.R. Rahman concert itself. The Indian-American community looked like they were there to party. The show begins with a small child in dirty clothes, a slumdog, running through the arena. He makes his way to the stage in a blaze of light. From there on out, it's Bollywood Technicolor all the way, with dancers, acrobats, a killer band, intense video projections, and a handful of virtuoso musicians from India. Music director John Beasley says there's something for everyone, not just Indians.
Rahman's music is very broad. I mean, he writes beautiful harmonic ballads. He writes Indian classical music. And then, you know, funky grooves. We've got reggaeton. We've got a reggaeton tune. We've got like a tune that, you know, you'd swore maybe Prince co-wrote with him, you know?
And of course, there on stage is A.R. Rahman himself.
Good evening, New York! It's been such a journey for me to putting the show together.
You probably saw the movie Slumdog Millionaire, but in case you missed it, it's about a kid from the Mumbai slums whose life experiences help him get all the answers in an Indian version of the show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Ram and Neelam Dhawan say they didn't watch much TV when they were growing up, or listen to much music for that matter.
We were not music major, or we didn't give a lot of importance when we were in India.
Ram and Neelam had concrete goals, studying hard, going to medical school, getting themselves to America.
I feel like a lot of Indians, they are very goal-oriented. They want their son to be a doctor or daughter to be engineer. Like, achievement is to them a symbol of success, which may not be the reality.
Neelam and her slumdog cardiologist say they're still goal-oriented. But after more than 30 years of hard work, they're finally allowing themselves to kick back and take in a concert or two. For the world, I'm Alex Gallafent, New York.
The A.R. Rahman concert tour continues, and you can watch a video clip of it at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.